I'm the Raging Atheist. Come join me for this fantastical journey of wonder and enlightenment as we expose these con men for the charades that they are. But above all, I want to rage on these m****ers. I want to expose them for the shit stains they really are. I'm going to search for and find any of these religious f**ktards and go out of my way to destroy them.
You don't really have to go back far to find out what kind of a dude Matt Pyle is. He's got it on his YouTube page. He's a young man. He's 22 years old. This dude is an adrenaline junkie. You know, and he wants to be the alpha male, and he wants to be the dominant in any conversation. And at the age of 22, now he's a preacher in my own home state of Michigan. He wants to be in control of the conversation. But now you come across the Raging Atheist, and I like to control the conversation. Oh, Matthew, are you disappointed that some people like me mock the Bible? And it's stupid because they're just stories, and we understand that they're just f***ing stories. Oh, Matthew, are you disappointed that some people like me mock the Bible?
The Raging Atheist continued to be like that of a rabid chihuahua, not leaving Matt Pyle alone.
He's tactical.
Yeah, he's. I've always said that Matt Pyle is a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a walking charisma machine, and that's the problem.
And he's a manipulation machine.
Well, he's quick. He's witty.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, Mr. Matt Pyle never wanted to deal with this guy. He actually, on repeated occasions, says, "Leave me alone. Stop, 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 stop."
Let's get together. We'll be in the middle. Wherever you're at, wherever you're at in Michigan, and where I'm at, we'll be in the middle. And you bring your camera, I'll bring my camera. You can post what you want to post, and I'll post the truth. I dare it. Let's see if this happens. The Raging Atheist is posting a challenge to Matt Pyle.
But the Raging Atheist kept on making video after video after video, and then finally Matt Pyle got tired of it. This has been going on for a long time, and finally Matt Pyle said, "You know what? Let me roll up my sleeves and box this idiot."
Your position is that the world created itself, correct?
I think I'm an offshoot of the universe. We're all offshoots of the Big Bang.
Since when do you see a Big Bang or an explosion creating anything? Have you ever observed that?
I'm not an expert on explosions.
Do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that an explosion out of chaos produced order?
Man, this is the same repetitive crap, Matt. Do I believe that? Repeat it again. Man, I should know it by heart, but repeat it again.
Do you believe that an explosion out of chaos produced order?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. What do you mean?
You see that? That's not nice either. If you were standing in the middle of that, I guarantee you wouldn't be able to produce life from it. You just simply broke.
Do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that 10 to the 164th power happening simultaneously trillions of times over could happen by chance? Or do you think it's more rational to believe it happened by design, and why?
My response will be the same as before. It's the same as before, Matt. It's the same as before. It's the same exact response.
Do you believe that an explosion out of chaos
produced order out of chaos. Whoever said that an explosion out of chaos... From
one out of 100,000 million millions chances is chaos.
So you say.
Do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that a unconscious, dead material became living and conscious material through spontaneous generation? Or do you think it's more logical to believe it was designed? And
this
why?
This is your pond scum to human evolution. Same answer, Matt. Move on.
What is more plausible to you? Intelligent design or things coming into being by chance, and why?
What we are saying is we are apes.
Intelligent design or things coming into being by chance.
We are evolved apes. They evolved from apes.
Probably more likely things coming into being by chance, but what's the point of the question? Because you're trying to dismiss evolution.
Why do you believe it's
probably chance? Like my fourth or fifth time I've answered that question to you, but I answered it. Move on.
That's the reason why Matt Powell had a position of strength.
I definitely felt through most of it that Matt was winning.
Is it worth it interacting with him? Or are you just increasing the purview that he has and the reach that he has? Because he's not going to change his mind. Who are you compelling?
So let me ask you this. Is one out of 100,000 million millions with a bunch of zeros a great possibility?
No.
So you accept by faith that came about on its own?
There could have been a universal mind pulling the strings of evolution. There could have been a universal mind that sprang us up just like that. 90,000 years ago, as the science would indicate. Maybe we came from the stars. There's a theory that we came from the stars. And we just gave away all of our technology. We didn't want it no more. And we started over. And yet here we are again.
But that takes faith. That takes irrational faith to believe that. That
no,
takes
silly faith. It takes an imagination to consider it.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Just imagine. Look at the look on Matt Powell's face. I love it. It's kind of like the look I give whenever I'm dealing with an idiot. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, whatever you say there, fella.
It's surprising to me that you, Matt Powell, would dedicate your life to lies with a belief system that is entirely fraudulent. You fly me up to Michigan and we'll have a cup of coffee on camera. And I guarantee the result will not be the same as it was in your movie.
The first law of thermodynamics states that matter cannot be created or destroyed. It's known as the conservation of matter and energy. So if we are in a closed system, and at one point there was no time, no space, no matter, there was just this little infinitesimal amount of space, if that space exploded and created time, created space and matter, that would violate the very first law of thermodynamics. So all I'm trying to get the atheists to understand is that it's okay. If you want to be an atheist, that's fine. But it violates the first law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics states that everything in order tends to go towards disorder. Ordered things go towards disorder. Well, we have to ask the question, well, why is there order, right? I mean, if the expansion rate would have changed after the Big Bang by one part out of 100,000 million million, nothing would exist. To top it off, after that, a protein coming into existence, just one functional protein coming into existence from non-existence through abiogenesis, the odds of that one protein alone out of the trillion proteins that are out there in the universe, trillions and trillions, is 10 to the 164th power. So that is an insane number. That number is just beyond crazy. And so the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and now we can see at the microscopic level that everything declares the glory of God. And so all I'm stating is that if the universe is winding down, why do we have order? Why did this explosion out of chaos produce order? Unless there was intelligence involved. Look, I'm willing to grant that even if evolution were true, that this would still have to be the problem that all atheists face. And they're going to have to face this problem whether they like it or not. And the truth is that there are things we can be sure of. There is absolute truth. Every boy, woman, man, child, when they are brought into this earth, have a yearning and a desire for God.
If you want to watch the rest of this video where Matt Powell puts this monkey over his knee and begins spanking him wildly, go for it. Now, I want you to keep in mind, Mr. Matt Powell never wanted to deal with this guy.
I think it's important to call out people like Matt Powell because we are prepared to attack him from all angles. Whatever angle he's coming from, you need to be ready for that and just put everything else aside. You need to answer every single question he throws at you to make him look like an idiot. Because he is. He's a very, very smart idiot.
There's now way more reasons not to debate him than there are to debate him now.